Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Experience Better Lifestylist podcast with me, your host, Paige. So, as you guys know, I always bring you what's on my heart, and I want to talk about change. I want to talk about change because one of the things that I was so challenged with in more of the beginning of my healing journey was when people would say to me, like, Paige, you've changed. I took that so negatively. I feel like, what do you mean I changed? Like, what? I didn't change. The truth was that I had, and that I wanted to change. And the way I internalize that as being something so negative, I feel like many people can relate to. So I thought on this episode, which would be what, 73, we're gonna call it, You're Allowed to Change. Simple, sweet, and to the point. So many of you may know, if you have followed me for some time, or if you haven't, hi, I'm so glad you're here. I started my healing journey right after I got into the entrepreneurial world, which was about a month after I had my daughter. And part of stepping into that meant diving into personal development, personal growth, really working on myself, because who you are reflects in your business, especially as a small business. And business comes with a lot of challenges, and if you're not equipped to handle that, then it might not be the work for you. And at the time, it was like your personal growth will, you know, show the trajectory of your business and where you're going, which I still believe to some extent. The other part of it, though, is personal growth in general, like how you live your life. If there are things that are not working, it's time for a change. Change is not a bad thing. If anything, change has been the best thing to ever happen to me. And every time I would fight it, you'd get over the slope and you would see, like, had I not changed that, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't feel this way. I wouldn't have this. I wouldn't have reached this. I wouldn't have grown in this area. And it's interesting because the people who do come at you with the you've changed attitude tend to be the people who wanted to keep you right where you were at, because right where you were at benefited them. Whether you lacked boundaries, they knew what they could do to get what they wanted out of you, or you were their doormat or their emotional dumping ground, or they don't want to see you handle things better. They don't want to see you in a healthier relationship. They don't want to see you not at the club every single Friday because now they have no one to go with. So that you changed tends to be the ones who are uncomfortable with your growth. Now, you can say that same sentence with people who are there for you, who want to support you, who love you, who will be like, girl, you changed. And it's like, yeah, I have. Look at you. You glow different. Look at you. You handled that situation better. Look at you. You walked away from that person that you saw wasn't good for you. All right, I see you. And it's like the same sentence, depending on the tone and how you deliver, it really can mean something completely different. So every time I hear the you've changed, I'm taking it as the you changed, because I am so much more happy with who I am now. Last weekend, I had the privilege of having a little girls' weekend in celebration of my sister's golden birthday. And we were having like a little conversation in the kitchen while breakfast was getting ready. And my aunt had said something, and we were talking about like liking yourself. Like truly liking yourself. And now it kind of started off as a physical appearance conversation and weight loss and things like that. And then it turned into just like a genuine liking yourself conversation. And I told her open and vulnerably, I don't think I liked myself, like truly liked who I was and the way that I operated, the way that I carried myself, the way that I would handle situations, all of that. I don't think I truly liked and appreciated myself until I was about 26 or 27. I'm 30. So I think I started getting to like who I was when I started working on myself and I started taking accountability for past actions. But truly, you guys, there was so much I had to forgive myself for when I didn't like myself. Because I made some really poor decisions that hurt people that I love because I didn't like me. So I was self-destructive. I had been, you know, my inner child was crying for help and coming out as a rageful, angry teenager. And then going into motherhood and my own mom passing away. So much, just so much that I had not dealt with, which then caused me to make poor decisions, decisions that lacked empathy. And when I started healing and I started looking and taking accountability, saying, this has to change. The only person who can change my life is me. And having to look in that mirror and be like, dang, you gotta own that. You gotta own that. You did that. That was your choices. Yes, some of that was completely unfair to you and you did not deserve it, though it's your responsibility from here to heal from it. Because you can't continue to operate this way. Especially then when I brought my daughter into it, it was like, life's gotta change. Because I can't be that mom. I can't be that mom. I don't want to be the mom that lets my storms get my daughter wet, you know? And I'm far from perfect. And I am still making mistakes. I literally just yesterday had to apologize to her because I was overstimulated and she kept asking questions. My daughter's a questioner and I appreciate it so much because she feels safe enough to ask these questions. And then at the same time, there's a part in me that still gets triggered. Like, you're asking me too many questions. Just do what mom says. I promise it's in your best interest. So I had to apologize to her because I started getting short and I was like, do not ask me for anything else. And immediately after I said that, I was like, oh, Paige, reel it in. And I explained to her, I said, mommy, sorry for saying that. That was uncalled for. I want you to ask questions. I want you to question certain things. And we had a conversation from there. But still, it was one of those things where it was just another moment where it's like, you need to change. Your daughter doesn't need to change. She's not doing anything. You need to change. And I'm confident in saying I feel like I've gotten so much better over time. It's just been such a process. And I guess with this too, you guys, I want to say change is scary because we are so likely to choose the negative uncomfortable that we already know than the positive change that's the other side that is unknown. It's the natural way our brain works. It's why we stay in situations that we know aren't good for us, or we make choices that feel comfortable because we know the outcome of that, even if we don't like that outcome. That's why change is hard, change is challenging, change takes intention. And you have to keep practicing that intention every single day to rewire that habit, to rewire the way your brain looks at things, because the brain is more likely to look for the negative. And it's unfortunate, though it is also, you know, our brains were here for survival. And me, surviving's great. Your girl also wants to thrive. I don't want to just survive here. So the intention that change takes, it's hard. It is hard. If everyone could change in the way that they wanted to, they would. If it was easy, that's not the case. That's not the case. So just know that when you're challenged with that, or you struggle with it, or you have to start over for the billionth time on something you said you want to change, keep going. Keep going, mama. Just keep going, because restart as many times as you need. Restart with more knowledge. Restart with new resources. Restart with a better mindset. Just keep restarting, and eventually those things pile on top of each other and the building blocks become large progress. And then you look back and you're like, dang, I really did come this far. And yeah, it took a lot of work, but that journey taught me so much. That journey gave me pride in how hard I had to work and how proud of myself I am now. Another thing that I wanted to, the title of this, You're Allowed to Change. You are allowed to change. Don't let anyone tell you different. Please. Please. There is so much that I have changed. There are things that I have advocated in the past that I'm embarrassed for now, because I have more knowledge and I have more experience and I have more emotional intelligence and I have more accountability, where I'm like, wow, that mindset that I had, that was weak, girl. That was weak. That was coming from a hurt, dark, bitter place. And that's the way you were looking out into the world. That's what you were projecting out into the world. That's where that belief system came from. And I look at that old belief system and I honor it for where I was at, and I understand it, and then I forgive myself for it, and I bless and release and say, how am I going to move forward from here? What am I going to do differently? What do I want things to look like? And I move from there. And that sounds like such a beautiful, easy process. But like we said, change is hard. So there are some things that you just have to come to terms with to be able to change. The smallest changes add up to the biggest results. And I am nowhere near the person I used to be. I promise you that. I would say in the last 2 years, my biggest change is that I'm just so much less reactive. I'm not going to sit here and be like, ooh, I'm the unbothered queen, because your girl's not completely unbothered. Though I'm so much less reactive. I used to feel like I had to clap back at everything. I had to always voice myself. I had to be heard. I had to defend my... No. Silence. I told you guys about that in February episode? The first episode in February, The Power of Silence. So much more peaceful over here. Not everything deserves your attention, energy, reaction. And I love it. And I love that here. I love that here. Because I was expending so much energy on things that didn't matter. Now I have more energy to focus on the stuff that does matter. And the stuff that I really care about. And the people I really care about. And the business I really care about. And the expanding brand that I really care about. I don't feel so depleted at the end of the day. Sometimes. I mean, motherhood. Motherhood. Though, I don't feel like I used to feel. I don't feel so tense, so defensive against the world. I have my boundaries, but I don't really have my walls, if that makes sense. I have my boundaries. I know what I'm going to allow and not allow in my life. But they're not the walls that used to be there. Those walls came from hurt, anger, frustration, abandonment, negative experiences, and that was to keep people out. My boundaries are actually to be able to keep people in that I love and I want to be around and I want to have a relationship with and I want to grow with. It feels good saying all this out loud. It feels really freaking good to be here, and there's still so much more growth that I'm looking for in myself. Kind of addicted to it in a positive, healthy way. But I'm also proud. I'm also proud of how far I've come. Anyway, getting back to what I was saying about the you are allowed to change and having the embarrassment of old mindsets that I had. I'm a firm believer, and I live by this now, is that once you know better, you can do better. So I consume a lot of knowledge, and I consume a lot of resources, and I get around people that are doing things that I admire, or I really like their energy and the way they handle things and the way they can light up a room. I get around those people because I want to learn. Because once I can learn, then I know I can implement it in my own life. I used to be, here's a good example. Back in the day, it was so easy, you know, even in current day, like to pin women against each other, pin moms against each other, like make it very competitive, and that jealousy, that envy, it was so easy to do that. It's still easy depending on who you are and your mindset. I don't have that anymore. When I see a woman that has what I want or where I'm going or where I want to go, I am like, hey, let me get around her. I wonder if I can slide into the DMs and have a conversation with her and see, how'd you get here? Or like, what were the moves you made? Or what did you, you know, what tips and tricks do you have for me, if any? And also to be like, hey, you inspire me. Because I love thanking people who inspire me. Attitude is the best gratitude. I didn't used to feel that way. I feel that way now because I changed. Yes. I want to know. I want to be around that woman. I want to be able to embody the traits that I admire in her. I'm not over here like, ugh, she has what I want. So bitter. Like, no. Congratulations, boo. Congratulations to getting there. Congratulations to doing what you did. Congratulations to the work that nobody saw, the tears that you shed, whatever it looked like to you to get where you're at. I admire it. You've inspired me. Do you have any tips? That's me now. That is me now. And I think there's just a lot to be said in that type of growth mindset. Like, I'm not competing with anybody. I have no desire to compete with anyone. I just want to do better than I was doing. I want to look at myself and feel good about me. Like I said, like, liking yourself is so important. Liking yourself shows in the decisions that you make in your life, and it reflects in your life. It reflects in the relationships you hold and the way you carry yourself and the decisions you make for yourself and the stuff you tolerate or don't tolerate and the boundaries you have. Your energy, your aura, it gives. It's giving when you like yourself. That's why projection, people project so hard, and you can tell when someone's not happy with themselves. You can see it, and it's hard sometimes. And at the same time, once you have that mindset and you understand that, you stop taking things as personally from people who don't necessarily want to change. There are people who really see no flaws or wrongs in what they're doing, even when they're out hurting everybody that they say they care about or hurting random people. They don't see anything wrong with that. And that's on them. That's not on you. But don't have that stop you from wanting to make the changes that you want to make in yourself. Because you are allowed to change. And don't let anyone tell you any different. Take in the new information, absorb knowledge, and understand if you're allowed to have your perceptions shift. You're allowed to be like, you know what? Yeah, I might have tolerated that last year. Not today. Nope, not today. Or, yeah, I might have attended this wild party that got completely out of hand. That's not my scene anymore. I don't think any less of you. I don't think anything more of you or anything like that. But nope. It's just not my scene anymore. That it's just not a good environment for me. That you're allowed to do that. And there are going to be the people that frown upon it and try to hold you back and have issues with what you're doing. Because like I said, if people are using you, they want you to stay where you're at because you're making them uncomfortable. When you start growing, you're making them uncomfortable because then you're becoming a mirror for them that they may have to reflect on decisions that they don't necessarily like. And they don't have someone who's just by their side and co-signing all of their poor decisions anymore. And some people need that external validation, having someone to do that. So not everyone wants to change, and you can't make someone change. They have to want it for themselves. They have to put in the work for themselves. And I know we love someone, we think we can love them harder into changing into the potential that we see. That's not the case. If they don't want it, it's not going to happen. And you will drain yourself and you will put yourself in poor situations trying to force someone to change. The only person you can change is you. And when you realize that it's really all about you and changing things within you, you're able to release the situations that aren't good for you. You're able to elevate into the lifestyle that you're looking for. You're able to get into that healthy mindset that you've wanted, and you see it reflected in your whole entire life. So I hope this episode had some value in it. I hope there were some nuggets in there. I hope you know now you are absolutely 100% allowed to change. You should change things that you're not happy with or you want to see different, because life is about growth. If you're not growing, you're dying. And for me, I'm, like I said, I'm not here just to survive. I'm here to thrive. And if you can relate to that, let me know. I absolutely adore you guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Sending love and light always, me, the Experience Better Lifestylist.